Hey guys, and welcome to the Tea Talk podcast. Today we are talking about Addison Rae responding to fat shaming and pregnancy rumors. Nikita Dragon launches an offensive product. Anessa kissed Chase, and now shading Josh Richards, her ex. So let's get on to it. Addison is a famous TikToker, as if you don't know. And last week, a couple weeks ago, she was blamed for blackfacing for her photo shoot, I guess. And this could be the reason why she left social media for a while. If you follow her on TikTok, the last time she posted was either a week ago. So she's been gone for a while, but she came back and was not happy with the rumors that were spreading around social media. On TikTok, people think that Addison Rae is pregnant, and when she had an interview, she kept on touching her stomach, and people thought it was true that she was pregnant because her stomach looked very big. Like, it looks like she was hiding a baby bump. So people think it was true, which is not true. And now people are making videos on TikTok or other places on social media that she's actually pregnant, which she is not. But she responded fast saying, "No, I'm just insecure." And that kind of made the haters look bad. So that's all I have for Addison Rae responding to all of those rumors and the face fat shaming stuff. Let's move on to Nikita. Nikita Dragon. Seriously, Nikita, really? Come on. Nikita's been getting into lots of drama these days. So Nikita Dragon launches an offensive product. Okay. She posted or made this product that was offending other religions, like as in Catholic and Mexican religions. She is always problematic when it comes to makeup. Makeup is like not supposed to be problematic, Nikita. So like, Nikita, you need to chill. Nikita is also... the product that made Nikita get, I guess, canceled was that she was offending, like, you know, she was offending the Catholic and the Mexican, and she launched a product with a candle. Okay, she launched a candle with her face on it when the picture on the candle looks like the picture you would see on the Virgin Mary candle, or if that's what it's called. But now people are saying to remove it. Like, who would not want to remove that type of product? So people are saying to remove it, but Nikita, girl, she did not care at all. She did not care, like, bruh. She did not care, and now people are, like, really mad because, like, it's, like, offensive, like... even me as a Catholic, it's kind of offensive. But people do have a say in this, because like, if you don't have a say in this, who's going to buy your product? Exactly. So, Nikita. Nikita, here's a little note for you. If you are going to launch a product, make sure it's not going to offend anyone. Like, seriously, Nikita. you need to think before you make a product, or else it's like no one's gonna buy it and you're gonna lose money. So let's move on to Nessa. You probably know the drama that happened a week ago, I guess, with Chase, Charlie, and Nessa. And Josh is in it too. So a week ago, probably about a week ago, Chase kissed Nessa, and people are wondering if they did anything more than just a kiss. Chase is not responding to anything, honestly. And Nessa, she was interviewed, but she did not answer. The interviewer asked her a question, and she responded not giving the right answer, or like giving the proper answer that we needed. Like, girl, if they ask you a question, you should answer it like honestly. You should answer it like properly. And now she is shading her ex, which is Josh Richards. Because in Thomas's video, YouTube video, you could see that some of the Hype House members are starting to shade Josh. And Michael, if you don't know who he is in the Hype House, he was like, what type of, I'm not gonna say that word, sorry. What type of the people won't bring you to In-N-Out? Some people are thinking that was towards Josh, which is probably because, you know, people sometimes. Josh did not hold back and responded on his IG live saying, isn't that the guy who got lip fillers? And honestly, that's kind of weird saying he got lip fillers, but I guess. Michael responds by saying that another person also got lip fillers too, which is kind of weird, but I guess that's a response that people would like to say. So that is it for the podcast today. This is the very first episode. Follow us or follow me if you want some more videos or podcast episodes. And peace out.